Please remain standing as we hear a wonderful promise from God. A promise that is found in Matthew chapter 11. And if you have a Bible handy, I invite you to turn with me to Matthew chapter 11. And I'll be reading from verse 25 through verse 30. Matthew 11, 25 to 30, reading in Jesus' name. At that time, Jesus said, "I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for this way was well-pleasing in your sight. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wills to reveal him. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." This ends the reading of God's word. You may be seated. Now, children get a story time. Adults don't often get a story time. You get a story time today. And every good story starts with once upon a time and ends with happily ever after. And I'm not 100% sure if this is a good story or not. You can tell me after the service. But I'm going to start it out right anyway. Once upon a time, there lived a poor old man. His clothes were just ragged from wearing them about 3 years too long. You know, his hands were rough and they were calloused from ages of hard work. His face was leathery and lined from ages of beating sun and driving wind. And his back was just hunched over from the miles upon miles he had dragged his rundown old wagon. See, this man was a merchant. He sold things, or at least he tried to sell things. And as far back as he could remember, the old man sold things. He could remember the first wagon his dad had ever given him. It was old and it was cracked and the wheels didn't turn so well. But it was his wagon. He was given this wagon in the hopes that he could make some money for the family. They'd had it really rough. They were dirt poor, and they were hungry. And so he was sent off to try and make a living. Now, this wagon, it was empty, except for maybe a layer of dust inside from the dirt that blew off the fields. He didn't know what it was he was going to sell, but he was going to get out there, and he was going to try to sell something anyway. He left his home and he headed up the hill to the rich man's house. Along the way, he found some rocks along the side of the path. He thought, well, maybe the rich man over there can use some rocks for his garden. So he grabbed about a dozen good-sized rocks, threw them in his wagon, and off he went. And as he approached the rich man's house, he was really surprised to see there were all kinds of wagons going up there. You know, a lot of the wagons looked exactly like his, kind of run down and broken. But some other wagons, brand new, they were made out of polished wood. They had gold trim on them, beautiful carvings in the side. Oh boy, he wanted one of those wagons. And the people who pulled those wagons, they were happy. So happy, laughing and smiling. If he could just make enough money to afford one of those wagons, he'd be happy too. So he brought his wagon load of rocks to the house, and he waited for the rich man to come by. And the rich man did come by, but when he saw him, he passed over his wagon like he wasn't even there. Well, he was disappointed. He figured the rich man, well, he must have had all the rocks he needed for his garden. He just needed to find something else he could sell. So at the end of the day, he turned around and began to head back home. Now, as he was leaving, another man who's there with a wagon lot like his said, "Hey, you know, hey, buddy, I see you're disappointed. Maybe I can help. You don't have much there, but I got a lot of stuff here in my wagon that wasn't bought today. Won't I give some of it to you? In fact, I've got the stack of books here. Why don't you throw these in your wagon, come back tomorrow, maybe the rich man will want to add these books to his collection." So he wished him luck and sent him on his way. Well, the next day came, and once again, he was on his way back to the rich man's house. This time, he was headed down the road, and, he saw some discarded corn cobs on the side of the road. Well, he's got some rocks, and he's got some books, but he wanted to make sure he had enough stuff to offer. So he threw those corn cobs into his wagon, too. Maybe the rich man will use them for his fireplace, or use them to make crafts or something. Who knows? And up the hill he went. But that day went no better. The rich man wasn't interested in his rocks, wasn't interested in the old books, wasn't interested in the corn cobs. And just like the day before, he turned around and headed back home, no richer than he was before. And again, another merchant stopped him, offered to help. Said, "Hey, you didn't do so good. I've got this bag of old rags in my wagon. Maybe the rich man will want to use them to clean his house." So again, he thanks him and heads back home. And day after day, year after year, it's all the same for this poor old man. Day after day, he scrounges around for things he can sell. Day after day, the rich man passes him over. Others try to help, give him more things to try to sell, but doesn't do him any good. And as days turn into months, and the months turn into years, and years turn into a lifetime, the young boy, he turns into a young man, and he turns into the hunchbacked, calloused old man he is today. But there comes a day that's different from all the rest. Throughout all the days he had been trying to make his fortune from the rich man, he kept noticing those smiling, happy, laughing, joking faces of the merchants with their shiny new wagons. And every day he would get a little more jealous of these folks. But this day in particular, as he was grumbling and scowling to himself, one of these happy merchants came over to him. He says, "Friend, I've been watching you for years, trying to sell your wares to the rich man. It breaks my heart because I see you've got nothing in your wagon the rich man will ever buy. I want you to know that there's a better way for you to take care of yourself." The old man knows he's got a whole lot more experience than this happy-go-lucky guy that's talking to him, so he just laughs in his face. "No, really," the happy merchant says. He says, "I can get you set up with one of these brand new wagons, and you'll never have to work a day in your life again." Okay, now, well, the old man knows this guy's off his rocker now. But he agrees to go with him anyway. They go to the front door of the rich man's house, and now comes the rich man's son. And the son says to him, "Old man, would you like to be rid of your wagon?" Well, the old man didn't have to think about that for long. "Absolutely not. This is the only thing I've got in life that can make me a living. I'm not giving you my wagon." "Old man," the son says, "I've watched you carry your wagon up the hill every day. And I watched you leave with it more full than when you came. You aren't making a living off your wagon, are you? If you leave your wagon here today, I promise I will take care of you. But if you leave with your wagon today, you're only going to have to trudge it back up the hill again." Well, the man still wasn't sure if he could trust the son or not, but, you know, he did have a point. He wasn't making a living, and his old bones really didn't want to drag that wagon up the hill again. And so, yeah, he did have the son's word that he would take care of him. Somewhat grudgingly, he gives the wagon over to the son. Son says to him, come back tomorrow, just as soon as the sun is up, and I'll show you exactly how I'm going to take care of you. Next morning, just as the first light of day hits the rich man's house, the old man, merchant arrives at the door, finds the son waiting for him. Come with me, the son says. I've got something to show you. Leading him around the side of the house, the son explained how he had cleaned up and washed up and fixed up all the stuff in the man's wagon, gave it all away to the people who needed it most. And as for the wagon, well, he threw it in the burn pile and got rid of it. Oh, the old man was not happy. This person had just gotten rid of his only way of making a living. And just as he was about to give the son the piece of his mind, the son pointed out a beautiful, polished, gold-trimmed wagon and said that it was the old man's gift. It was his gift to him. I don't deserve this, the old man says. Well, of course you don't deserve it. If you deserved it, it wouldn't be a gift. And as they got a little closer to this wagon, the old man noticed that it was just filled with some of the best merchandise he had ever seen. Finest clothes, boxes of fresh fruit of every variety, or bags of salt in there, barrels of wine, bread, bandages, ointments, so on and so on. And seeing the surprise on the old man's face, the son says, from now on, these are the things you're going to sell. But you're not really going to sell them. You see, instead, take what you need for yourself. Then go around to your neighbors and give them what they need. But don't ask for a penny in return. At the end of the day, come back and I'll fill you up again. Well, in his joy and confusion, the old man didn't know what to say. But that joy, it quickly faded into doubt. He asked the son, how am I supposed to carry this load with me every day? I'm not a young man anymore, and this is more stuff than I've ever had in my wagon. Well, this is the best part of it all, replied the son. Come over here. Grab the handles. And so the old man went over there. When he placed his hands on the handles, he found there was no weight to the wagon at all. He began to pull it around the rich man's courtyard. And it was so light and effortless to pull that it was almost like the wagon was pushing him instead of the other way around. Oh, he couldn't hardly contain a smile. And that smile, it turned into a chuckle. And the chuckle turned into just a roaring laugh. He straightened out his old hunched back and he just ran laps around that courtyard with his wagon. Out of breath, still laughing, he comes back to the son, thanking him over and over for this wonderful gift. Now go, the son says. I've given you the best my father has to offer. You have all you'll ever need for all the days of your life. Go, take care of your neighbors. Be sure to come back to me every day so I can keep you supplied. And that's just what the man did. For the rest of his life, he took that wagon around his neighborhood, feeding and clothing his neighbors, caring for them and providing for their needs. And he was never poor again. But you know, as all people do, he grew very old. Too old to make his rounds. Even with the weightless load he carried, his legs gave out on him. He began to lose his eyesight. He started to forget the faces of his friends. He came to the son and told him, I'm too old. I'm too weak to do this anymore. Take my merchandise and let me return to my home in peace. I'll take your wagon, replied the son. but I will not let you go home. There's nothing more for you there. You will stay with me in my father's house. His servants will cure all your ailments, and you will live with us forever. So the man entered the door. He laid down in the room prepared for him, and he rested. And he did, in fact, live happily ever after. Last week, ever since I read our scripture passage for today, I kind of had that story tickle in the back of my mind. I read this passage, and it's just overwhelming to me, the contrast Jesus makes between being weary and heavy burdened to the rest that he offers. In reading this again, I was asking myself, why are we weary? Why are we heavy laden? I mean, most of us have jobs. You know, we know what it's like to get tired at the end of the day. And we've had those days where it's just all you can do to kick off your shoes and lay down on the couch. But that's not the kind of weariness Christ is talking about here. It really isn't. Jesus is talking about weary souls. Souls that are just tired out from the burden placed on them. And that burden is nothing other than God's law. That burden, it looks like trying to think and say and do all the right things to make God happy. That burden looks like messing up and trying to make up for your sins by doing better the next day. That burden is, it looks like trying to be righteous enough to buy your way into heaven. That's a burden that nobody can carry. It's a burden that leads you into despair. It's a burden that breaks your back with its never-ending demands. Right here, Christ is offering to take that burden from you. He is saying that on faith you will know that he has already taken up that burden and carried it away. Jesus is the only one who has ever thought and said and did all the right things to make God happy. He is the only one who has never messed up and never had to pay for his sins. Christ is the only one who is righteous enough to earn heaven. And so he's the only one who can take your burden from you. And he did take your burden. He took your burden all the way to the cross. He trudged all the way up the hill to Golgotha, dragging your burden behind him so that he could bury it along with himself, leaving it in the grave and rising again to life to give you a brand new wagon. And that's what Jesus is getting at here. You know God's laws. You know you need to keep them perfectly in order to gain heaven. And yet you know full well you can't keep them all, and you haven't. So now, this is a message you can either receive or reject. It can be rejected, sure it can. You can be like the wise and intelligent man that Jesus is talking about here. Those people who are so convinced of their own intellectual authority and superiority that you've got no need for Christ. You can find your own way into heaven. You can continue to trudge along with your wagon full of filthy rags and rocks and whatever other junk you can throw into it, hoping that God will buy what you're selling. But he's not going to buy it. And you'll never get into his house. Or, you know, you can take whatever other people are trying to sell. Those other things that people will tell you you need to do in order to make God happy, in order to make yourself righteous. You can throw those in your wagon. Or you can even try to find things along your way, the way yourself. Things that you can try to do to earn God's favor. That's not going to work. Without faith in Christ, your wagon is filled up with works that are nothing but filthy rags. Your efforts will never be rewarded. And that burden is going to remain yoked with you until the end of your days. Or you can simply accept this message. Allow the Son to tell you just how worthless your old wagon is and let Him take it from you. You can stop trying to earn your way into the Father's house through your own works and allow the Son to do it for you. You can forever be rid of the burden of the law and the burden of your own sin and trust in Jesus to provide you with the righteousness you need to make God happy. Let that burden be lifted from you, and never again let yourself be yoked to that heavy old wagon. And make no mistake, when Jesus is telling you to put on His yoke and to pull His burden along, this isn't about trading in one heavy load for another. No. This is a burden that is no burden. This is a yoke that's no yoke. You see, when you give up on your own works and when you trust in Christ to provide you with righteousness, well, you do enter into a life of service. There is work to be done. God's law, those rules, and things that were once such a burden to you, well, that law becomes something sweet, something you love. Those things to do are something you want to do. And what is so great about this is that you are given these works to do by Christ Himself through the Holy Spirit. That call to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and that call to love your neighbor as yourself, it's not a call to again chain yourself to the law. No, it's a call to be equipped and led by the Holy Spirit into the good works that have been prepared for you. You don't have to go scrounging for good works. You don't have to try and invent new and better things to do to please God. Everything you need to do good for God and for your neighbor are supplied to you. You just get to go get your wagon filled and give it away to your neighbors. You'll never hunger and thirst for righteousness again, because you will never again have to rely on yourself to do those good works. So, are you still dragging your old heavy wagon behind you? Believe this word and let Jesus bury your burden at the foot of the cross. Do you already have the polished and gilded and weightless wagon provided by Christ? Go into the world. Let your light shine. And maybe, just maybe, others will see your joy and your peace and your rest and want to trade in their wagon too. And that's no yoke. Let's pray. Our gracious and heavenly Father, we do thank You that You've given us first Your law to show us our deep need for Christ. You've given us Your law to show us how we can't possibly live up to its standards. And You've given us a desire for something better. Lord, thank You that You've responded to our need with the death and resurrection of Your Son. Lord God, let us remember to forever be rid of the burden of the law and to go forward equipped by You, given the good works that You would have us do, never again chaining ourselves to the burden of the law. Thank You, Lord, for all this. We give You the praise in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.